Good morning, my television and radio audience. This is especially to my radio audience because they're not going to be able to see me. I play my radio shows over the television. I want to talk about a number of things. This is Black History Month, so I'm still going to talk about Black history and some other things that I believe is directly related to Black history. Let's see, where will I start? I'll start on something that we talked about a few weeks ago, and that was the lottery. Since then, I've run into individuals that have been cheating people. And one has already been prosecuted. Now, what happens is you buy the lotto tickets, and when you turn the ticket in to be, you know, because you give it to them to find out if your number's won, we found that there were a lot of people that won the lottery or some portion of it, amount of money. Only that person at that machine could possibly, you know, because it's a computer, find out what it is. But what they do is they'll tell you that your ticket is not a winning ticket, but they don't give you your ticket back. They may even give you a ticket that wasn't yours. And if you don't have any documentation, excuse me, on those tickets, you wouldn't be able to prove it. Well, I got into one program that was like this and studied the situation of the person that got caught. We have a number of stores all in the African-American community. The stores that were African-American are now others. Many of them, especially the liquor stores, the combination of the liquor and those stores that sell the hot dogs and everything out of those machines or what have you, they also sell alcohol. There's a definite relationship to selling alcohol and where they set up their alcohol places of business. Currently, they're smack dab in the African American community. Not only are they selling us alcohol, it is a possibility based on the way we handle playing lottery. And we're already poor people. We shouldn't be gambling. But if you do spend about $5 on it, you at least need to know if you won. And you won't be able to know that for certain unless you make a Xerox copy of all of your tickets, your tickets. We did this. I played in a group, and it's best for you to play in a group, too, because there's more of you. I played in a group some years back of about, it was about 25, 30 of us. And everyone would pool in the money. We would pay some numbers that individuals had asked for, as well as a lot of quick picks. And we would get Xerox copies of all of the tickets, everyone in the group. Now, you should designate a person to handle the, you know, the actual tickets. But you need to have some documentation. Simply because when you go to the store, like I said, with your ticket, and when they don't give you your ticket back, they're saying you won something. Now, they may not even tell you what the amount is that you want or give you some crazy figure, but you should always ask for the receipt for each ticket that you do not receive back. And we have a tendency not to do that. The worst part of the whole thing is you do not fill out the information on the back. They see that right off. And I have noticed over the past few years myself that most people, if they only bought one ticket, they don't give you a receipt of your ticket. They'll say, oh, you got $2 and keep your ticket, when it could have been a lot more than that. We don't fill out the back of it, because if you fill out the back with your name, address, telephone number, and your signature, basically that information, then they can write theirs on there. If you play lotto, sign your tickets on the back. We're not going to know how many of these stores are doing that until I complete the research. But in the meantime, I want you to start observing the places that sell lottery tickets. Okay? I'm not talking about the scratch-offs and things like that. I'm talking about the actual lottery. It could be the Mega, Super Lotto, and what's that other one? Mega, Super Lotto. There's another one I play every now and then. But Powerball. Keep your tickets. Sign the back of them. Fill out the back. And then go and determine whether you won anything if you did not look at the actual lotto programming that they have. Before that, make copies. If you have access of a copy machine, make copies of those same lotto tickets that you have signed the back of. Now, there was one incident that I did some research on. It was a man who I don't know where he came from. He's not from this country, okay? I think that he's from one of those countries we're probably at war with right now. But anyway, there was a person that kept track of their numbers. I can't remember how they did that, though. They kept track of their numbers. They knew what their tickets were. And they found out they won, but the store didn't give them all the money that they were supposed to get. And the lady went back and looked at her documentation. Like I say, you should have Xerox copies of all the tickets, and don't forget to sign everything on the back. She decided to really look into the numbers. She didn't have a Xerox copy, and she knew what her numbers were. Now, the man in the store that took this lady's money, and she somehow was able to prove it. She had enough stuff in order to prove it. She went for that second chance. I think that's what it was. She went for the second chance, and she got something in the second chance for lotto, because sometimes your ticket will say go on the internet and do this whatever, type in those codes, and see if you still want some money on that same ticket. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, she was able to catch this person. Now, this is what we all need to understand. Many of these individuals that come from other countries, they make it a very special point to open up in African-American communities because they know we don't pay attention to what's going on. We're so busy trying to become rich, you make a lot of errors. And it was thankful for this lady to have had enough documentation. But anyway, many of these places, as I said before, also sell alcohol. What are the things they can get us on? They'll open up a corner store in a minute and sell beer and wine. And because of how the liquor license are handled here in this county, Alameda County now, those small little stores on the corner, even if they had the money, they're not going to be able to sell hard alcohol. They get as close as possibly they can, and that's the malt liquors, which are very strong also. But anyway, this man did all this to the woman, and I don't think he expected how the results would come out. They closed down his business, and they took his liquor license. You cannot operate in this country on the premise of hurting others, especially those that you have been taught from your country, that there is a specific race that you can attack this way and you may not ever get caught, and that's the African American. And it shows that we are not paying attention. I'll go back to the Willie Lynch. Okay, we're not paying attention. Many of us aren't. So they will open up these type stores in our community and cheat us in every way they possibly can, even a penny. Okay? Now, many people in black communities play the lotto. So the best I can tell you now is to make sure you document yourself. Because if you win $1 million and your signature is not on the back of that ticket, they can tell you you won $2, $5, $10, or whatever, and give you your $10, or you go on and, like I usually do, without documenting anything, I go on and take that $10 and play it again. And many of us do that. So I suggest you start keeping some type record of your numbers, where you purchased your ticket should be different from when you turn it in, unless you have some strong trust in whoever it is that's doing the lottery. Now, I believe that one of the major restaurant places, major restaurant. In fact, they got a loan for a lot of money from the city, right here in the city of Oakland. I believe the reason why they weren't able to continue to use the lottery is because they were found cheating. They didn't sell alcohol there, so they couldn't lose a liquor license. But they eventually got closed down because they didn't have that lottery anymore. I never got a straight answer from anyone there at that facility, at that restaurant, to let me know how is it now you can't play lottery. I got a number of different answers, and that's the reason why I'm believing they did something wrong. And if they had a liquor license, they'd have lost that too. Now, we have a lot of these places opening up in Oakland, California, and the people of Oakland are so traumatized, I guess I could say, that they ignore a lot of things that are happening. They see it, but they don't see it. They hear it, but they don't hear it. And they just let it go on through until something happens with them, and now it becomes very important. though, when you play the lottery, people, keep your documentation, because it's rampant. It has been brought out. It's rampant, and mainly in the African-American communities where people are beating you out your money. They've been told we can't count. We're stupid, lazy. You know what else they've said. And they treat us accordingly. Now, I strongly suggest you get off into math. Because if you don't have at least basic math skills, you will never have any money. Money is math, people. You may want to learn how to count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and things like that, all the way in, up to a million, counting to a million. But if you really don't know how that is related to money, you're not going to have any money. You can count it, but you're not going to have any of it. And we're going to have to start emphasizing how important math is in our community. We don't look at it the way people that are trying to make money look at it. We're trying to spend money and get it from wherever we can possibly get it, and it doesn't work that way. So watch out, people with the lottery, because it appears that a lot of African Americans may have been cheated out of millions of dollars. So do your research. Keep track of all of the lottery places around, especially here in Oakland, Piedmont, and Emeryville. And if you think something is going on wrong, talk to someone about it, because the state don't play when it comes to lottery, as well as alcohol. Okay, I had to talk a little bit about that. I started on DNA last week. And I said I was going to bring, I've gotten one DNA test. And I can't remember the name of it as yet. Okay, I'll give that to you in a minute, because I'm going to bring that information out and read it. But it was done 10 years ago. And a lot has happened in DNA since then. So I wanted to have my DNA test done. I'm going to have two different kinds, and then the one I'm going to talk about now is the first one I done. And I've tried to go back with the webpage that they given me, as well as the telephone numbers or what have you. They no longer exist. These people that did my first DNA, they no longer exist. So now I want, okay, this was July 16, 2007, rather, that's about 10 years ago. And they give you a lot of information. They give you a map showing the region where you live, you know, in the world type thing. And they give you a lot of information. And what they do is they try to do the best matches that they can. Now, they came out, I'm Afro-Asiatic. Okay, now, supposedly I got some white, some Mexican, and what was that? Native American in me as well. They don't indicate anything on there as in this one that I just, that I did 10 years ago. They don't have the, you know, all of the information that they could possibly give me today. And this is what I was told. 10 years ago, DNA wasn't as sophisticated as it is now. So, that's the reason why I decided to have another DNA done. I'll let you know what that says and we'll compare the 10-year ago one with the one that's getting ready to come up. And I'm going to do another one, too, another company. Now, the reason why I'm really going to stress DNA is the way they're going to handle reparations for the African and the African American. Now, the DA I had done is the, what is that, mitochondrial DNA. Now, that isn't as deep as some of the other ones that are being used. But let me tell you what they did on the map. They, the three best matches, they tell you what they are. And you have what they call your mtDNA markers. And they give you the map of the world, and they give you a color part that shows you where you are, and basically what they're showing is the continent of Africa. And then they break down. Now, I don't know who these Africans are. I've never even heard of it. Well, I've heard of the Hausa tribe. But it's in the, it's Mungudu, whatever that is, Kora Namoto region, Nigeria. Now, I don't know what the second one tribe is. It's called Togreb tribe. Now, each of these, the first one and the one I just told you, have some, they also talk about Afro-Asiatic. And they have another, and they say Niger on that one, but it's Nigeria on the other. I don't know. I'm hoping that the new one that I'm getting will even get deeper. And I'll give you that information. But the web page, the telephone number, the email address of this company seems to not be alive right now. So you need to find someone that has a, the newest DNA people. Now, they also give you some history. They call it the prehistory of your mother line. Genetic dating and prehistory of your mother line. Now, I gave them my DNA and my mother's DNA. I guess if I had have had both of them at that time, I'd have some different stuff here. But they go into history and to the African roots of modern humans, and they give you, you know, several pages of information, including the prehistory of Europeans, because a lot of African Americans have European in them as well as Asian. Now, they didn't show no European in me at all, and I know that's wrong, at least I was told. So maybe 10 years later, the company that's getting ready to give me this information will have more. Well, anyway, get your DNA test done as soon as possible so you'll have some documentation. And maybe you should have it done every so many years based on DNA. They're advancing more every year. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about Scientology. And some years back, somebody gave me the book. What is his name? By L. Someone. I can't who wrote the book Scientology. And I couldn't get into it at that time, and I can't remember if they were one of these individuals in Scientology. Well, anyway, it appears that they go around beating people, separating families. This lady is doing a special. She did a special on television pertaining to it. And there were a lot of people that left the Scientology. I didn't think about it until my brother's wedding. They rented the hall of a place that was Scientologist. And as I was walking around, because this is where the reception was held after the wedding. As a matter of fact, the wedding was there and the reception, just in a different part. I can't remember. It's been a while. But anyway, I was walking through the place, and then I saw a face of a person that I knew. And all I said at that time was, oh, I didn't know she was into Scientology or however it was in my head. That was before I heard this documentary done by a woman that was in that group. I began to worry about my friend. I don't even know how to catch up with her. And how many other African Americans are in that? I don't know. I'm a Christian, and I'm not too sure about the Scientology stuff. But any of you that are part of that association, you need to do some research, look like it. Because after you get tangled up in it, and they get you all brainwashed, they convince people to shut off their families who don't want to participate or who were kicked out. They're not supposed to have any contact with their families. They separate you from your family. Black people, you don't need nobody else to be doing any separations here from your family. Our family is already screwed up from history of, you know, slavery. That was one of the main things they did, was separate the family. So think about that, people, if you're being approached to join the Scientology people. I didn't like the book. L. Ron Hubbard or something like that was his name. Dianetics was the book. I had the eeriest feeling while I was reading that book, so I didn't read the whole thing. I put it down, and then later I gave the book to someone else because they said, oh, I've heard of this. Let me read. I said, you can have it. And it worries me because something wrong with separating you from your family, you know. I don't know. Every time I run into things like that, I think of Jim Jones. I really do. Where he took all them hundreds of people to somewhere, and then they all end up dead. After he done transferred the people's property into his name, Jim Jones. Some people say he may still be alive. I don't know. But anyway, he had people change the properties that they had, the homes and stuff, over to them. And some of those properties were free and clear. And then he took the people way out somewhere, and they all end up dead. I think of things like that because we do have people in this world that are operating under the umbrella of some type of Christian religion or other religion, and you believe them and you think that they are a good people. You're going to have to be careful, people. You know, some of these people are under the influence of unclean spirits, and they will take every dime you got and kill you. Don't nobody know where you are. So pay attention to who you are associating yourself with. Because you're guilty by association, really. Okay, let me talk about that program I went to a few weeks ago that I think that's what made me sick. Somebody out there had the flu. That tax lien training program. As I said, the only thing I'm waiting for is that smart watch. And I sent the form that they had me complete. I sent it certified, and I requested a signature. I haven't received the little green card saying that they received it. Now, what happens is they may not have even picked it up because it was certified. And so I don't usually go back and check or track things until the time that they said that I should receive it. In this case, it was 4 to 6 weeks. I have another week, and then I'm going to call them and find out what the deal is. I'll keep you posted on that because something going on with that also. I've been playing the Soul Beat programming for going on 3 years now. And I was putting a documentary together, so I'm going to use what I have. I don't think I have enough footage of Soul Beat to do a documentary. There's some other things that Mr. Chuck Johnson did that other people who were with him, at least 16 years prior to me being associated with Soul Beat, that should have some documentation, but I haven't heard anything on that. So I'm still working on the Soul Beat for the documentary, and I'm getting ready to stop playing Soul Beat programming unless something new comes in or different comes in. I won't be playing any more of Soul Beat. So if you want Soul Beat, you're going to have to contact me at area code 510-479-1089 and make arrangements for you to have a copy of the DVD of the programming that you want. Keep your receipts, people, because I'm trying to investigate how this soda thing is coming out. Now, one response I saw was from, that was Safeway. Yeah, I believe that was Safeway. Remember I said I bought the little 6-7 ounce cans. And, yes, 7 ounce cans, which means I will have to pay because it's a penny per ounce more or something like that. So I'm dealing with 7 ounces, so that little bitty can of soda is going to cost 7 cents more. That's quite a bit of money when you're talking about a 7 ounce can that doesn't cost very much in the first place. But Safeway, they started the same small cans, 7 ounce cans. They started selling them for buy one case, get one free. Now, it depends on what soda. My little small root beers, they came in a six-pack. And you buy one of those, you get one free. My Sprite comes in an 8-pack. But what they did is if you buy two of them, you get two free. So I'm seeing how they're trying to deal with getting rid of whatever stock they have, because they know people are not going to pay that much for them 7-ounce cans. So they're getting rid of them. So I haven't done the calculation yet. When I get ready to do the math and receipt thing, I'll have all of that calculated. But keep your receipts. And if there's a store that doesn't give you a receipt, and when you ask for one, they send you through changes, saying, "Oh, I've already ring it up and all of that. Don't pay attention to that. Tell them to give you your receipt. But in some of my research, I have people not asking for receipts. And what they do is they ask how much the product costs intentionally to see if there's any documentation that says how much that product costs. I'm finding that some of these stores, some of the same ones that sell Lotto, beer and wine on the corner, some of these stores don't want to give you a receipt and get mad when you ask for a receipt. And you'll find out when they're giving you the price of items, it depends on who they are. If you are a regular going to a corner store, they're going to sell you that product for what they've been selling it to you for. If it's someone that doesn't come there often, sometimes those prices go up and they don't cost more than the regulars, and they don't give you a receipt. And when you ask what the cost of items are, that's how you'll find out that they're not charging the same thing to everyone. Okay? And so you're going to have to pay attention, people. Because like I've said on a number of occasions, these people come from countries way out. And some of them come from the countries that we're having problems with today. I'm not going to say anything about Trump, because he has to do something, because he knows that there are a number of people here from other countries that are doing wrong, and it hurts our country when they do that, especially when it comes to city and county money, because they're not charging taxes on items that they should charge taxes on. They're still doing that at the beginning of the year. That one store that I've been doing research on, mainly because it's close, they're still doing the same thing like they were doing. Most of the people in the community that go there to buy the beer and stuff, they know how much it costs. They don't want a receipt. And now we have people here that are not paying the proper taxes that they should. And they know that they should be paying more taxes. Now, I don't know if really what's in their mind is to try to, you know, make more money or have more money by not charging taxes and letting the people in the community know that they're not charging them any taxes. And we think we're getting away with something since they didn't charge us any taxes. We're not. They're going to pay less taxes than they should, which means that the city is not going to, the city of Oakland I'm talking about, is not going to get the amount of money they should be getting from these little stores around here, because they're fudging their records. And we're going to have to pay attention to that, because as far as I'm concerned, which I've said this before too, that's another form of terrorism as far as I'm concerned. They're killing us within our own country. So Trump, he can do whatever he want right now, because I can't think of anything else other than getting some of these people out of here that are not for this country. Now, as for undocumented, what do you call? What are you considered undocumented people? I do know that those that were in the refugee program, they have a lot of information on them before they were able to receive the refugee assistance. Now, refugees are people that from other countries, and they were running from their country in refuge. Many of them had to run because they were going to be killed. Now, I'm not for Trump sending people back whose heads are going to get ready to be chopped up if they go back. We have many people that were in the refugee unit that were political, you know, refugees. Now, I don't know how he's going to keep track of that other than the governmental records that were accumulated when the people came here. Many of these people are going for their citizenship. We had to find more about the work that they did in their country, because they're gonna have to find jobs too, just like everybody else. What did they do in their country, and things like that. I was in the refugee unit because we didn't have in Alameda County enough Americans that spoke those languages of the people that are in refuge. They still, some of those countries, they still over there fighting. The same ones that's over there fighting, some of them are still fighting. And so the documentation that Alameda County collected from them and the process they had to do, your green card, all that kind of stuff, I don't know how much more documentation you're going to get. Now, I consider these individuals documented, okay, because we've done research, we've completed the applications and things for them, and based on the information they gave us, they worked from home. They worked, did some kind of work. They explained it to us, what the kind of work they did, for how long they did it, and we had to calculate that up because they have to have so much work experience. And most of them passed that because they've been working since they were little children. So many of them were able to be documented that way. I don't know what undocumented means. If they received any cash money from this country under any of those programs, including food stamps, housing, even the WIC where you get the cheese, milk, cereals and stuff, if they received any of those things, there's supposed to be enough documentation in their cases to see what is going on. And so I'm not certain what they're going to call undocumented, other than those that are in this country and they just here. Okay, don't nobody know that they're here. Now, I also consider documentation if the person worked and paid their taxes and you accepted that, they're documented, okay, as far as I am concerned. Now, undocumented means nobody knows anything about you. That's the way I'm looking at it. Okay, people? One of the reasons that it's going to be difficult to send people back home is if they do have employment or self-employment documented by paying taxes. So those individuals that are paying their taxes, you're going to have to kind of keep that in consideration, because we have a number of people in this country that was born in this country that has never worked a day in their life. That's a lie. I'm going to take that back. It is not documented. No taxes are paid. They think they're getting away with something, being paid under the table, being paid cash, and the business owner is paying you cash, and he's not going to report you either, and you're not going to report it for you to pay some taxes. Well, see, that's slowly but surely dying out this under the table payment because people are getting caught. I'm talking about Americans born and raised here. They're getting caught thinking that they can't get caught for working under the table. One of the things I want you to keep in mind, before that businessman loses his business, he's going to tell it all. And what we do is we send them forms to complete to tell us how much money did you pay this person. We also want to know how much money you paid into the tax system for paying this person. They're going to give up all the information, everything that since you've been working there, because that's the only way they're going to be able to keep their business, in addition to paying taxes on that money that they didn't pay taxes on. Now, they may have paid taxes on it, but wrote it off as a different expense. They'll have to show that if they get caught up in that, that they did report the income, but it was the payments to the individuals because they have records of it. They know what it is. They have records. Once Alameda County contact these people because they done caught the person working. That's right. I gave an example. I don't know if I did it on the radio. A person that was a bartender, and they were receiving welfare as well. And somebody told on them. That's how it always happens. Somebody in particular, somebody that you think is your friend, will call the welfare system on you in a minute because they jealous of how you are handling your business because you're getting money. They'll call them in a minute and tell them you're working. They'll call them in a minute and tell them that some man is giving you money because the way the system is set up, it doesn't matter where you get the money from. You're supposed to report it. And many people don't do that. And they get caught. This bartender who someone told on was under investigation, so they sent a person to the bar about number of drinks, plus tipped the bartender. They did this on two or three different occasions to let at least two or three of the forms that you suppose it was called a CA-7 at that time, give them a few months because every month you're supposed to, at that time, you were supposed to fill out that form and send it in. And this person sent in 3 months' forms, didn't indicate that they were working or anything at all, and they were caught. Because Alameda County actually send people out to do investigations on people. Watch and see if they get up every morning and go to work or leave. On a regular basis, they must be working. And they'll follow them and everything. Now, they didn't report for 3 months. Now, that's it's considered a potential fraud case. Welfare fraud is a felony, people. Okay? It has always been a felony. And now, you could possibly get all three strikes at one time if the government wanted to do that, because the money, the food stamps, and the Medi-Cal are three separate programs governed by their own individual laws. And so if they wanted to put a whole bunch of people in jail right away, they could have given you three strikes there. I've seen so many cases that had 2 and 3 and 4 counts, all over $10,000. Because they got caught. They didn't think that they can get caught. Employers send this money to IRS and the state send this information and their money. And if it appears that the owner of the business is in cahoots with the person that is doing a defrauding the system, you can all go to jail. And of course, you're probably going to lose your business. So that's the reason why most employers, as soon as the person is caught, they give up all the information, including the taxes that they took out, if that was the case. Because a lot of employers don't give out checks that have all this information on it, your deductions, the year-to-date earnings. If the person is just handing them a check, we have to still send that employer the forms and have them break down if there were any taxes taken out or if it was just straight money. Somebody has to pay the taxes on it, okay? And if the individual that earned it in most cases is who has to pay those taxes. So a lot of that is going to change, people. A lot of it. And some of you guys are going to be doing 25 years in jail. Now, I knew already that they were going to investigate a person for food stamps, because that was on the form long before they started putting big figure signs, $5,000 and all that on it. That was already in play, that you can do 20 years for food stamp fraud of $400 or more. A lot of people got stupid because they thought of it as, I don't receive $400 in food stamps a month. It's a cumulative, people. If you received $100 a month more in food stamps than you were entitled to, based on some information that you gave Alameda County, it only takes you 4 months to get up to $400. So you receive $400 over the past 4 months because you falsified your records, didn't report earnings, or whatever, because they have to do a budget for both the money and the food stamps to determine how much money and food stamps you were going to receive. So when you end up receiving more than you should have, you can end up in jail for fraud. Now, I pretty much covered what I wanted to cover today, because I thought that was important. But keep your receipts, do your research on the Constitution, make sure you're registered to vote, learn more about the Electoral College, so you'll be able to participate in the things that are going to be happening here very soon. If you upset that Trump is the president, then do something about it. We can recall him, impeach him. I don't know if he's done enough dirt yet that we know about for us to impeach him. But we could do these things. And if not, he's going to serve a second term. And it will be the fault of the people. He wants California because California has the most electoral votes. California, if you give it to Trump, he's going to definitely have a second term. But anyway, I'll talk to you again later. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.